Welcome back to Two Guys, a Movie and a Podcast, where every week we mine the cavernous depths of Netflix to find those gems that might otherwise go unwatched, or even worse, unnoticed. My name's Tyler. You can call me T. I don't really care one way or another.
As always. I'm Malcolm. Call me Mac, either way.
Today we're finishing up our discussion on See You Yesterday, the Netflix original from 2019. Quick recap. Mac hated it, gave it a 2. I hated it less, gave it a 6. It's got a currently sits with an IMDb rating of 4.9 out of 10. That's out of roughly 4,000 reviews or ratings. Metacritic is fairly favorable with 9 reviews at a 74. You can go ahead and read the IMDb synopsis for this episode, because we read the Netflix one for the last episode. Best friends CJ and Sebastian build a pair of time machines and use them in order to save the life of CJ's brother. I feel like that's probably more of an apt description of the movie than the Netflix one anyways. All right. So, do we need to play rock, paper, scissors again? or do you just want to go first?
No, you can go first.
All right. I don't really care who goes first. I just didn't want to step on your toes. And I wanted to avoid the fiasco that was you trying to play rock, paper, scissors correctly.
I had to teach you how to play, right?
You young people play you young people play with young people rules. I've been teaching my daughter, my youngest. She's almost 2. She's going to be 2 in like a month. I've been teaching her how to fist bump. And I think fist bumps are kind of dumb anyways. But I've been teaching her to fist bump, and she insists on playing Bloody Knuckles instead.
Oh, jeez.
She clenches a fist and then hits the top of my hand.
I hated that game.
I used to play that game all the time.
Oh.
All the time. Like, me and my... I think it was me and one of my best friends, good old Jose Borrego, used to play Bloody Knuckles all the time. Except we'd like get really into it, and I wasn't that great at it anyways. Mm-hmm. So like my entire forearm would be red because he'd like really reach to get you. So he'd like it's like from like my elbow all the way down to my all the way down to my knuckles, all red. I'd be walking around with a red arm like half the day. Okay, so anyways, since we didn't play rock, paper, scissors, Mac doesn't care who goes first. True. I guess I will go first. I enjoyed it for the most part. Like I mentioned in the spoiler-free episode, concept is interesting. The acting starts out kind of bad. Works its way up to slightly better than average. I enjoy the story. I don't look at the story as being anything particularly political. I mentioned before, yeah, it does have like, you know, like, oh, the white cops are picking on the black people. but I don't think that that's like a central pillar of the story. I think they just needed a reason.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't stamp it into the movie where you had to, that's what you had to get from.
Right. Right. And you didn't like, you only see like, actually, I don't even think you ever actually see him getting shot. Yeah. You hear the gunshot a few times, and then
there was once.
Do you?
Yeah, he was pulling out his phone.
I don't think you actually saw it though.
Do we have to do this again?
Maybe. I don't think you actually see him getting shot.
Yes, because he had that kid pinned on the ground.
Oh, that's right. He's getting up to save...
And then, this was... I hated this part. And then he, like, looks over at the funeral pamphlet. And
yeah.
It changes. And yep. I was like, what?
Yep. That is a... That is very much a Back to the Future thing. A lot of Back to the Future is Marty McFly, Michael J. Fox's mm-hmm. character. He has a family photo. And he goes back, and every time he does something in the past or whatever year, the photo changes. Like, he accidentally prevents himself from being born. So the photo, he starts disappearing from the photo, mm-hmm. and, like, other family members start disappearing. I thought it was kind of dumb. I agree with you. Like, you're looking at the pamphlet. I thought that was pretty stupid.
Right.
But probably not for the same reasons. My reason is, I thought it was stupid because the picture wouldn't be printed on the same paper of the same pamphlet.
What?
So it's not like... Okay, all right. You have a picture of Astro's character, of Calvin, on the funeral bill, on the funeral mm-hmm. whatever you call it. What
the hell do they call it? A pamphlet?
I guess it's a pamphlet.
That's what it's called.
I don't think it's called a pamphlet. I feel like a pamphlet is more like
advertisement.
Like more information, like advertisements. And more than just a little card. Program. A funeral program. He even calls it a program at one point. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So you have the funeral program with Calvin's face on it. And then he sees it change to
Sebastian's
to Sebastian. And it's like, well, the pamphlet wouldn't change pictures. If anything, the picture would just disappear from the pamphlet. And because it's not like, I don't know how to explain it, but.
Well, the idea was that Sebastian was going to die.
Yeah, I get what the idea is. But it's not like his picture is always going to be printed on the exact same paper. So the paper itself shouldn't be changing. Shouldn't be adding Sebastian's name on it. They might have gone to a whole different printer to get them. To get Sebastian's funeral programs printed.
I think it did change.
The paper itself?
Yeah.
Well, then... But no, see, then the paper shouldn't change. That's time travel logic I just don't get on board with.
I mean, right.
Anyways, some listener out there, like, one of the few is like, yeah, I agree with Tyler. And then, like, the rest of everyone is like, I think Mac's right. Tyler's not making any sense at all. Anyway, I also, they do that stupid thing that I hate. They put the name of the movie awkwardly placed into the actual movie.
Oh, yeah.
She's going back in time. Like, she, at one point, her brother figures out what's going on. And so he's helping her travel back in time to save Sebastian. And he's like, well, I guess I'll see you yesterday. And it's, no, just don't. Do you need to say that?
She's gone, baby.
She's gone, baby. Oh, man. I did like, there was a lot of, most of the stuff that I like about it is within the concept of the movie. The idea that they're trying to change things and they have a very limited window of time to change things. Like mm-hmm. the first time they go back, It seems so simple. It seems like, and the characters even seem to think it seems so simple. You know, it's like, yeah, all we have to do is go back and just stop it. And then you realize there's way more to it mm. than that. Whether they're getting stopped by, you know, they get stopped by CJ's, ex-boyfriend at one point in time. They go back in time. Well, originally, they don't even go back in time to save her brother. They just go back in time to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like causing all sorts of trouble, which then leads to other things. And the idea that, and this is where I think that it gets, where the logic really differs from something like Endgame, because she goes back in time. She throws like a red slushy all over her ex-boyfriend. They get chased out into the street, and he gets hit by a car. So then when they come back, you know, his arm is still broken and he still remembers them being you know, hit with the slushes. Mm-hmm. Whereas in Endgame, that wouldn't happen because the future stays the same regardless of what you do in the past.
Exactly.
So they're going back with the idea that you can change the future, where Endgame, they're going back with the idea that you don't have to worry about the future because you just got to go take the stones back to wherever they need to be, and everything will even out.
Okay.
Right. So, because I know in the spoiler free, I kept saying, "We'll get to it in the spoilers." I just wanted to make sure I hit the end game one, because I don't remember what the rest of them were, but yeah, the idea that there are real consequences to them going back, you know, right up to the point where the first time they try to prevent it from prevent her brother from getting shot, they're like, well, we'll just go and we'll warn him. You know, clearly that doesn't happen because mm-hmm. they get interrupted by her ex-boyfriend, and then they got to go back. And then the next time they're like, well, we'll just call the police, but they don't count on the police being, you know, not caring about the black neighborhood. And, you know, so like they call it in like 10 minutes before, but the police don't show up on time. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're like, okay, well, then maybe we'll go, next time we go back, we'll warn the shopkeeper. You know, not assuming that the shopkeeper is, A, not going to listen to them because they'd already gone back in the past and thrown slushies all over the place.
Right.
And then not counting on him just pulling out a gun and making things worse. And the idea that Sebastian shows up, sees CJ, and you know all the new Sebastian, for lack of a better term, can do is just sit there and watch. He can't like stop himself from going into the store. Mm-hmm. And so when he gets shot, It sounds bad. I did like this part. I thought this part was like one of the more impacting moments of the movie, where things just go sideways. He gets shot and he stumbles out, and like they play it off like you're not supposed to think he got shot. I feel like it's supposed to be like a surprise when he comes yeah. out, but he comes out and it's like obviously he got shot.
Any moment now he's gonna fall down.
Yep. And so he does, and then that's kind of another Back to the Future type thing when he disappears, because that's, I mean, there's like even scenes in Back to the Future where Michael J. Fox like looks at his hand and his hand is starting to fade away and stuff like that.
So you think that was like the big influence for this movie?
I think it was I think they kind of took the Back to the Future time travel logic
mm-hmm.
and applied it to this movie. And I think that's probably why we get Michael J. Fox at the beginning of it. It seems like the biggest influence to me. I mean, granted, I haven't seen a whole lot of time travel movies.
Right.
But it seems like the logic that they use for Back to the Future is more or less what they're playing with here.
I didn't like when he died. Like the new him died, Sebastian.
Yeah.
Because he like started blinking. And I was like, oh, the effect just looked raunchy to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the visuals I felt were not great. Like I said, the first time they travel back in time and they're like showing them, like they're like showing the process of them going back in mm-hmm. time. I was not impressed. Whether that's just a style choice on the part of the filmmakers, or whether it's just budgetary constraints and they were trying to do more.
Mm-hmm. Well, like when he got shot, and then the new Sebastian was like holding his stomach and like start spitting up blood.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this is serious. Then he started blinking. I was like, ah.
I don't fully understand why his backpack dies when it comes back without him, though. Like, other than because they needed another problem for her to have to solve.
I'm sure that was what it was.
I mean, like, they don't give, I don't think they give you any actual reason for it dying without him in it.
I didn't like the ending.
Yeah. So yeah, I've got a few things to say about the ending.
That was a curveball.
I got a few things to say about the ending. We'll get there though. I like the family dynamic of it. Like I said earlier, I really liked Astro's character. I can't remember his name now, and my phone screen went off, so deal with it. But I liked Astro's character, like his relationship with CJ, I thought was really good. I really liked the moment, and it's like just a tiny little moment where she's doing the dishes, and she's really angry at him because he like interrupted her fight earlier on, and he shows up to help her do the dishes, and they have like this really nice moment between the two of them where, you know, she's telling him that he can do better things than what he does, and the two of them could just get out of this town, get out of this project or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. and move on to better things and lead successful lives. And I just really, really enjoyed that moment. The backstory about her father, I don't know as if that was, I mean, it's necessary, kind of. He obviously died in combat some years ago or some time ago. And that's kind of, it's, I don't think it's necessary to make me feel better about the characters, mm-hmm. but it's necessary because she's got to get the dog tags. Right. That he's wearing so that she can use them to try to convince him that she's telling the truth. And, but mostly their dynamic, like when they were the few times that they were on screen together were probably my absolute favorite parts of the movie. and even though I hate the part where he says, "I'll see you yesterday," I did like the parts where he was helping her travel back in time. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, and I did mention in the spoiler-free episode that there's this moment where there's just this super convenient thing. It's like, oh, we need to time travel. But we only have one backpack. Sebastian's dead. And I got to bring him back. and I've got to save my brother. Mm-hmm. How are we going to do that? Oh, well, we know this guy who likes me, and he might have this computer chip or circuit board that will help us do this.
The golden circuit
board. Yes, the golden circuit board. I thought that guy was kind of pointless. I thought that whole thing was kind of pointless. I honestly would have enjoyed this more had they played with more of the ideas that they had referenced earlier. If they had to keep going back in time, and they had to keep, and each time they had to think of a different route to go, mm-hmm. to get to her brother because they were going to run into themselves. If it was like first time through, doesn't work for whatever reason. Second time through, oh, we can't go that way anymore because we'll see ourselves. Third time through, oh, we can't go that way because we'll see ourselves again or our other selves. I would have enjoyed that a little bit more than what they did. I don't fully understand, and maybe they explained it and I just wasn't paying enough attention. They always go back in time in the alley. And they always have to go back to the alley to get back to the present day.
They did it, or she did it once in the garage.
Yeah, at the end she does it in the garage.
But that was about it.
So I couldn't figure out, why don't they just go back in time closer to where the police are going to be?
Right.
And get her brother. Mm-hmm. If they don't have to be in the alley, why start there? That just means that you have to run across town to stop this event from happening. And like you said, at the end, she does it in the garage, but it like destroys the garage. Like it causes like an explosion. Mm. So I suppose maybe that's it, but you could do it in a park. You know? I mean, like they're in the middle of the street when they get shot. They're not too far away from it. Looks like they're like pretty close to like a public area, like a park type area.
Well, maybe it's because, like Michael J. Fox said in the beginning, like if other people knew.
That's true.
You know.
But at the same time, they're recording everything.
That's true.
So they're not too worried about other people knowing.
Right.
So I don't like, so that's like one thing that really bothered me as far as it's like, just time travel closer. I understand. I'm all for the, we only have X amount of time before we have to go back. That's fine with me. I don't care about any of the science behind what they're doing to make the time travel possible. Like if, every time they tried to explain it, I was like, I don't care about this. And that just doesn't matter to me. But he's like, why not just time travel closer to where the shooting is? Why make yourselves run through town?
Maybe you have to do things exactly the way you did them.
But if that was the case, they wouldn't be stopping at the... I mean, they wouldn't be stopping at different,
I guess,
different places.
I don't know.
So, yeah. I mean, I didn't think it was near as confusing as like other time travel movies. That seemed pretty straightforward. Let's talk about the end. Let's talk about the end.
Hated it.
Okay. First thing out of my mouth, the second the credits popped up on screen, was literally, what the f*** was that?
Yeah.
I picked this movie thinking, well, because originally we were going to do The Night Comes for Us, which was all subtitled martial arts movie, super violent. And then I remembered that this was out, and I was like, you know what? I'll pick this movie because Liz might want to watch it with me. It'd be nice to watch a movie with her. She did not watch it with me. She picked up a book and went to the bedroom. She came out of the bedroom right after I said, what the fuck was that? And I'll bleep that out. Don't worry. And she goes, oh, is it over? As the credits are on the screen, I was like, yeah, it's over. Not entirely sure why it's over,
right?
But it's over. I even fast forward, like I checked the time on the movie. There's still like 8 minutes left. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, maybe it's a fake out. So I skipped through all the credits. It's not a fake out.
It's 8 minutes of credits.
It's 8 minutes of credits. That is all there is. Okay. I have been on record many a time saying that like the endings of movies is like one of my biggest things. I've been on record saying that I like a sad ending. I've been on record saying that I like this movie, but it went on about 15 minutes too long. Mm-hmm. I've been on record saying I like this movie, but I think it ended too soon. This movie, it ended to me. I'm sure Mac would probably disagree with me. To me, I think this movie ended. It ends so abruptly, and I think it's mostly for shock value, just to like get at the mm-hmm. viewer and make the viewer say, "What the f- was that?"
No, I mean I agree,
but to me, if this movie had gone on 3 minutes longer, I would have been so. It would have been the perfect movie. I probably would have given it a 7 if it had gone 3 minutes longer. She gets to the police. She gets to her brother. He believes her. Police show up, get out of their cars, and then credits. And then you just don't know if she actually saved the day or not. That is the ending.
But I've been watching that entire movie.
That is the ending that I think would be perfect. It could be, nope, she didn't save the day, or yes, she did save the day. It's whatever the viewer wants it to be.
But why?
Because I love endings.
If that happens, that's literally what's been happening the whole entire movie.
Yeah, but this time she's getting a different reaction. And so either he's going to run away and he's going to get shot, or he's going to stay. He's not going to pull his phone out. And everything's going to stay calm and cool. Anyways, see, I told you you'd disagree with me on that ending.
I don't necessarily disagree with you on it. I feel like in that 3 minutes, if they could just give us more.
Well, yeah.
But like, not that.
Okay,
so say in the end, for the sake, because she wants her brother to live.
Okay.
She gets to her brother, saves him, she gets shot.
I could get behind that ending too.
And that's it.
That would be, you know what? I would love that ending.
There we go.
Those are two perfect endings to me. I'd be happy either way. She gets shot, can't time travel anymore, and Sebastian has very little idea of what actually happens. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Sebastian would technically know because he saw her go back in time. He was trying to stop her or at least join her. But where it ends, no. 3 minutes longer would have been perfect. Two perfectly good endings. She gets shot, movie's over, or you just don't fully know what exactly happens.
Or, I got one more.
Oh, one more?
I got one more.
The police beat the crap out of them and then start peeing on them.
Oh, Jesus. That's police brutality. No. She gets to her brother. Cuts out. Then that 8 minutes, that's far too long. There's a post credits.
Okay.
And Sebastian and her brother are at the funeral. Cuts back out.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be fine with that too. So, there you have it.
Because she went to her brother's funeral.
Right.
She went to Sebastian's.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think that'd be the way to go. If you saw her get shot, post credits at her funeral, I'd be fine with that too.
Or
oh Jesus! Or
you don't see her get shot; it blacks out. You hear a gunshot.
Okay,
then it goes to the funeral, like post credits.
Okay,
I'd be fine with that. Thrown up in the air, like got shot?
I'd be fine with that. I'd also be fine with gunshot credits, no post credit scene.
That's what the first one was.
No, first one was. Different reaction from her brother. Police show up, and then credits. You don't hear the gunshot or anything. Did you have anything else to say about it? Did we cover everything about this movie?
We pretty much covered.
Covered everything. Yeah. Okay.
We hit the ending pretty good.
Okay. We did. That's a very good conversation. Question. Would you time travel to try to save someone? But if you time traveled to save, first of all, would you time travel to save someone, or would you be too worried that you were going to mess something up in the future?
No, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. Time travel. I step outside. I get hit by a bus. You're like, oh, I can time travel and just keep Tyler in my house until the bus drives by. But for whatever reason, first time you do it, you trip or fall down the stairs or something. You get outside just in time to see me get smashed in the face by a bus. You'd be all like, I'm going to try this again. Or you're like, I just saw my friend cousin get smashed in the face by a bus. I can't do this again. What if I see that happen again? You too traumatized to go back a second time?
No, because I already seen it once.
But you might see it a second time.
It'll go the same way it did the first time.
Oh. I wouldn't time travel. I'd be too worried.
I'd time travel to change a lot of stuff.
I wouldn't time travel to save anything or change anything.
I would. I would have went to prom.
Yeah, but what if you time travel to go to prom, you meet a cute girl there, you end up getting married to her instead of your current fiance?
I don't think that would happen.
But how do you know?
Because, I'd go and then I'd leave.
I'd be like, eh, okay, yeah, okay. Okay. But I don't know. I've already complained enough about the butterfly effect. But I'm a firm believer that if you go back in time and you change even one little thing, even if you don't think that it'll change something for somebody else, mm-hmm. I would be terrified. They'd be like, oh, man, I went back in time. I smoked a cigarette at age 18 because I was too chicken to smoke one at age 17. I'd be like, And then I come back, and for some weird reason, my whole family's dead. All because I smoked a cigarette. I don't know exactly how it happened. But I don't know. I'd be too worried about messing things up. I see. I'd be more on like the Sebastian side of things, where he was totally worried about it, about everything.
I mean, there's some stuff. I mean, I catch myself all the time thinking, like, if I do something, they're like, well, I wonder what would happen if I didn't do it. If I did it differently.
There's a cartoon on Nickelodeon back in the day. It's called Real Monsters. And it does not age particularly well. But I remember watching it when I was a kid. And there was an episode that has stuck with me since I was a kid, where one of the characters, one of the monsters, he has like a clock or something, like a watch or something, that he can set back like 5 minutes, and then he'll go back 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. So like he can do something and then just wind the clock back 5 minutes, and then it's all undone. And I always think to myself, it's like, what if I could just go back in time for 5 minutes? Right. What would I, like, I would be telling people off left and right. And then I'd just undo it and go about my business. I'd get so much anger out. But then I think to myself, what if I did that? What if I keep rewinding time? I would probably end up aging faster. Because while I'm rewinding time for everybody else, I'm not rewinding myself. So, like, eventually, like, if I rewind 5 minutes a day, by the end of the week, I'm like 25 minutes older. 35 minutes older.
That sounds like Interstellar.
Yeah, kind of. But, yeah. But then I think, why am I worried about that? This isn't a real thing. I just want to be able to tell people off and not have any consequences. But I would be way too worried. I don't think I would save anything, because I'd be too worried about all the bad stuff that happens in this movie. Be like, oh, I went back to save my brother. Oh man, my best friend died. Oh, now I went back to save my best friend, but now he's upset because he died and I lied about it for a while.
He's alive now.
There was something else, but I don't remember what it was. Doesn't matter, I guess. Like, I always think of something, but then I'm like, well, before I say that, we got to finish this train of thought. Right. And then by the time we're done with that train of thought, I'm like, oh, yeah, there was something else.
Usually Kim will do that. She'll get ready to say something, and then I'll start talking. Or we'll start talking at the same time. So she'll forget it. But so then I'll just, like, throwing out subjects that we usually talk about. Like, was it about what we're going to make for supper?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. So, no time travel for this guy. Too worried about it.
What if it becomes a real thing?
You know what? I figured out what the thing was.
There you go.
It has nothing to do with what you were talking about. But they were recording themselves in the alley. Mm-hmm. The camera was moving. Who was controlling the camera?
It's a selfie stick.
They clearly are not using a selfie stick.
They could have.
And they're clearly recording on like an old video camera.
So they had it on a tripod.
But the camera's moving. Like, there's moments where it's like zooming in and out and moving and shaking. So it's not on a tripod because it's shaking. Someone has got to be controlling the camera because it's zooming in and out.
What if they have the remote?
I did not see a remote in anybody's hand.
It's all in the mind.
Oh, man.
Maybe it was a security camera.
See, at first I thought maybe that was the case, too. I was like, well, maybe they do it in the alley so that they can get picked up by a security camera. But they get the footage, though. So where are they getting the footage from? They got to deal with, like, some guy with a security camera in an alley that doesn't need a security camera?
I don't know. I can't time travel.
I don't know. That kind of bothered me. It's like, Who's holding the camera? So I think that's probably about it for today. Mac, if you don't have a pick for next week, that's fine.
Oh, I
don't. I don't want you to rush through a pick and then get something like District 9 again, which you didn't like.
Oh no, this one.
You got something?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Swear to God, if it's Sister Act 2.
Drum roll, please. The Dark Knight.
It's too popular.
And?
That's too popular.
What do you mean it's too popular?
I mean it's too popular.
District 9 was popular in its day. This movie just came out.
I don't think. Well, this movie's not popular.
Bird Box was popular.
It was. And I felt bad for picking Bird Box.
I don't feel
both,
bad for this.
Both because it was a terrible movie, and because it was super popular. It's completely against the point of the show.
Fine. Let me look.
Dark Knight. Like, we talk about Batman all the time. I feel like everyone...
It's a great movie.
Everyone has already voiced their opinions on Batman.
That's not true. Let me see.
And I don't think District 9 was really all that popular back in the day.
The Dark Knight Rises?
Because you want me to just complain about a three-hour movie for 2 hours?
Hmm. Gran Torino.
Let's do Dark Knight.
No. Gran Torino. No,
Dark Knight. I'll do Dark Knight. I'm not going to break. I'm not breaking.
We're doing Gran Torino.
I'm not breaking. I refuse to break the Clint Eastwood abstinence.
Fine, then I'll just talk about it. But we're doing Gran Torino. I didn't even know it was on there.
All right, fine. Gran Torino.
This is monumental.
Yeah. Witnessing history, everybody.
This is history. It's a good movie.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give it a shot. I will go in with an open mind, and we'll see if my first Clint Eastwood movie is one that I enjoy. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go find another Clint Eastwood movie. I'm not going to pop my Clint Eastwood cherry for Gran Torino. I'm going to find like a Dirty Harry or something.
And I'm gonna watch. Then you're just going to be like, oh.
And I'm going to watch that. All right.
I mean, it's rated pretty high.
I'm sure it is.
And my rating is going to be even higher than this one.
Oh, man. Okay, Gran Torino it is. I can accept that way better than Dark Knight.
Really?
Yes.
What was wrong with Dark Knight?
Nothing's wrong with Dark Knight. It's an awesome movie. I just say it's too popular.
Gran Torino was pretty popular.
It was pretty popular, but I feel like Gran Torino was probably more popular because it was like a big awards movie. Or Dark Knight was like super popular because A, it was a sequel, and it was Batman.
I didn't really like the first one, though.
Yeah, I know. We've had that discussion. Anyways, enough of that. If you want to get in touch with us, and you know you do because we are two cool cats. You can do that. You can find us on Instagram where we are at Two Guys and a Movie. You can find us on Twitter where we are at Two and a Movie. You can email us where we are twoguysandamovie@outlook.com. As always, you can hear us first on Anchor, where it is anchor.fm/twoguysamovieandapodcast. You can find us on Facebook. Doesn't get updated very often, but it does get updated on occasion, and you're welcome to like it. It's facebook.com/twoguysamovieandapodcast. All those twos are spelled T-W-O. Don't use the number because we don't know what you'll find, and it's probably not as cool as us anyways. Come back next week when we talk about Gran Torino and whatever movie I see with Clint Eastwood before Gran Torino.
All right.
Anyways. Have a good one, everyone. We'll catch you another time.